Chairman Bill Dewitt Jr., President of Baseball Operations John Will Zalock, and Cardinals Advisor Brian Blue. And start us off, introduce Bill Dewitt Jr.
Thanks, Brian. Thank you all for coming. We're here to make a major announcement about our baseball operations leadership and strategy. Like many of our fans, we're disappointed with our results the past two seasons, but our goals remain unchanged: to consistently contend for NL Central titles and playoff appearances, and ultimately win the World Series. We have always prided ourselves on drafting and developing our own players. It is clear that we need to make significant changes to get back to this model. Our baseball decisions going forward will focus on developing our pipeline of players, giving our young core every opportunity to succeed at the major league level. The good news is that we have a strong group of young players, and we will continue to push for ways to get better in the short term. And our number one priority will be to lay the foundation for a sustained period of competitive excellence in the years ahead. Off the field, we're also making significant changes and will be entering a period of transition. Effective immediately, Chaim Bloom will oversee a reset of our player development system. As part of his assessment this past season, Chaim has developed a plan for improving our player development infrastructure and philosophy. We will be making significant new investments in staffing, programs, and infrastructure, beginning immediately and continuing in the years to come. One of these investments is in our Jupiter complex, where we will be breaking ground on the new facility in April 2025 after our next spring training. Finally, Mo will continue to oversee baseball operations in 2025, which will be his final year. Since taking over in this role in 2008, the Cardinals have won 6 Central Division titles, appeared in 4 wild card appearances, won 2 National League pennants, and 1 World Championship. All of that with only 1 losing season. After next season, Chaim will succeed Mo as president of baseball operations, and he has agreed to a 5-year contract beginning next year. We're excited about the future and committed to seeing this multi-year plan through. As we enter a period of significant organizational change, we believe this approach will give us the best chance of ensuring a smooth transition. Thank you, and now I would like to turn it over to Mo.
Thanks, Bill. Perhaps to your chagrin, you guys are stuck with me for another year, or you could think you're blessed. As you know, Gary LaRocque recently announced his retirement. I want to thank him for his years of dedication and service to the St. Louis Cardinals. He is one of the most respected men in the game of baseball, and he will continue as an advisor in 2025. Also effective immediately, Mike Gersh will assume the new role of Vice President of Special Projects. Gersh has been a tremendous partner to me and has been an asset to the Cardinal organization, and I look forward to working with him in his new role. I want to thank Gersh and Gary LaRocque for all their hard work, tireless hours, late nights. You guys made this job fun for me, so thanks, guys. The friendships over the past 30 years have been amazing, and I'm so grateful for those relationships. But as I turn the page to my final year in this role, there are some things I hope we can accomplish. I'd like to set us on a course to get back to consistent winning. Focus on the buildup of our baseball operations. Invest in new infrastructure and technologies. See the groundbreaking in Jupiter. You may ask yourself 2 simple questions. What is this and what is it not? What it is, it's a multi-year strategy, a focus on player procurement and development. It's a long-term investment in the organization's future. What is it not? It's not a Band-Aid solution, and this is not an excuse. Focus on the word change. Change. We need to make changes to realize our ultimate goal. The groundwork for these needed changes has already been laid. and many changes have already begun. The excitement to get back to winning, to getting back to October, is real. But we all understand this will take time, hard work to get back there. But we are committed to seeing this through. I look forward to working with the DeWitts, Heim, and the rest of our leadership group on the baseball operations side to ensure a smooth transition and lay the foundation for a development pipeline that meets the demands of the modern game while honoring the traditions of the great organization, the St. Louis Cardinals. Thank you, and I'll turn it over to Heim.
Thanks, Mo, and good afternoon, everybody. I'm feeling thankful today. I'm thankful for the trust and the backing that the DeWitt family has shown me. I'm thankful for how welcoming Mo has been this whole year and just for the example that he sets and how much he cares about this organization. And I'm thankful, most of all, for my family, my wife, my kids, their support and their love for me, their enthusiasm for this new journey. As you know, I joined the St. Louis Cardinals in January as fresh eyes for our entire operation, with an emphasis this year on player development. More than anything, the remarkable success this organization enjoyed for much of the past two plus decades was fueled by its homegrown talent pipeline. This year, I saw some of the reasons why. I saw the pride in what's been accomplished here over the years, the passion for teaching the game, the care for the organization, for what it stands for, and especially for our players. And I also saw in many of our staff a hunger to learn, to grow, to get better, to change. And that's a good thing, because that's what we need. That's what this game demands. The competition in this area of our industry has been absolutely relentless over the past decade. It takes boldness and humility to get on top and to stay there. And if you stand still and you rest on your laurels for even a moment, you get beat. So as you've heard, to catalyze that change, the ownership has given the green light for us to make real investments across the department, now and going forward. That starts with finding and empowering new leadership in player development, which is a process that has already begun. I'm excited for what can happen when we combine the right new faces and new ideas with the potential of the folks who are already here, and the values and the culture that have sustained this great organization. There's a lot of work ahead of us. These days, given that competition, the bar for excellence in this area keeps getting higher. But the St. Louis Cardinals, at our best, are the organization that sets the bar for everyone else. And we can be again. It's not going to be easy. There will be successes, there will be bumps in the road. But we want it, we know our fans want it. I'm confident that we can get there, and I'm excited for the challenge. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Who has our first question? Please, again, remind them to raise your hand. Jeff Jones. Please tell Jeff who you're directing your question to.
Hi, you described the need for increased investment in player development after Edison and what you've seen over the year. Where do you see the need for that investment most acutely, and what does that look like from a tangible sense? What are the areas that you think that need to be?
You know, as far as most acutely, you know, I don't know that it's worth trying to rank them. I think really that gets into prioritizing in what order we do this. Obviously, finding the right leadership, first of all, getting those folks in their positions and set up, and then really helping me as we go forward and make those investments is going to be really important. Obviously, we've talked about the complex, and that was a process that was well underway before I got here. I'm really, really excited to see that come to fruition. Outside of that, you know, there's really a lot of different areas. That's what's exciting about this. There's so much opportunity for us to make positive change. I've heard over the course of the year, really good ideas come from within our organization. You know, I've got some ideas from my own experiences. We're going to have new ideas come into the organization and really figure out in all areas how we can make this as good as it can be.
John Denton.
Mr. DeWitt, Mo said repeatedly that next year will be his last year. Was there a temptation to elevate Heim immediately? How did that go back and forth? How did you make that decision to wait until 26?
Well, I think our number one priority is to build up our player development system. So having Heim in that role, I think, is really critical. Mo's done an excellent job over many years with the Cardinals. I think his record speaks for itself. And this past several years, the reason we did a two-year contract was because that was Mo's request. You know, we honored it. He's done a great job. And I think we have the best of all worlds here. He's going to see his tenure through, and Haim's going to be able to jump in and try to improve what we've done on player development, which is something he's done in the past. So, you know, we're really well set this year and beyond for our baseball ops.
Frank Kuzma.
John, what went into your thinking about wanting to stay in the line of fire for another year? How difficult was this, and what made you make this decision?
Yeah, it seems a bit short-sighted, right, Frank? I think that Bill stated it. He and I have been in discussions on what a succession plan might look like over the last few years, and I really felt like where we were at, it made sense to bring someone in. I was advocating very strongly to bring in Haim last offseason to just really get an assessment of where we are, what we need to do, and ultimately where we want to go. And so I think this partnership and this relationship over the next 12 months, might make a few of you unhappy, but I'm certainly willing to do the walk, because I feel like we're going to position ourselves really well. And ultimately, when you think about your own legacy and how you want to leave something, I'm certainly hopeful that it'll be left in a really solid place when I do step down next year.
Benjamin
Hoffman.
For Bill DeWitt Jr., I just wanted to ask the new direction, minor leagues, investing in the minor leagues, how will that affect major leagues, and do you plan on trading players with big contracts because of that?
We haven't really assessed what our payroll will be next year, if that's sort of the question, but certainly putting a lot of resources towards player development is a key part of us being competitive year in and year out as the years go on. So, you know, it's an allocation of resources to a degree, and we'll determine the financial ramification of it and go from there.
Yeah, let me step in on that. I'll have Bill III address revenues, but just at a very high level, yes, I would anticipate seeing payroll go down because of these investments. Bill?
Yeah, I mean, when we're still, you just finished the season, we've got a long off season to work through a bunch of things relative to budgeting for our revenues, and obviously we know that the payroll ends up being a function of revenues, not directly, but loosely, and we have our revenue challenges. We actually, on an attendance basis, budgeted pretty close to where we ended up. You know, we knew we were going to be down based on the team performance of last year, and it came in a little less than we had budgeted, but you know, not dramatically. We finished it around 2.85 million in attendance, which for us isn't good, but for any other club might be pretty good when you look at it on a relative basis. So, I think the real challenge for us revenue wise is on the local media situation. As you know, there's a whole trend where there's a lot of cutting of the cord of the cable bundle, and we've had our distribution challenges. The good news is it appears as though under almost every scenario we're looking at, the fans will hopefully have a direct-to-consumer product to get our games, basically an app where they can stream games for a fee. You're seeing that elsewhere throughout the league. So I'm really optimistic that, you know, working with Anouk here, many of you guys have met, our new VP of Business Operations, we're going to uncover every stone on the revenue side. Sports betting is something that we're hopeful will get passed in November, will help. We're working very hard to figure out, kind of how to enter this new phase of local media challenges and come out better on the other side.
Katie Wu.
Mr. DeWitt, there has been internal concern regarding player development for years. From an ownership's perspective, how did you come to the decision to allocate the resources the way that you did and ultimately pivot away from funding player development to essentially avoid an outcome where such a dramatic reshift is needed?
You know, I'm not sure I would agree with the assessment. There's been a concern for the years. You know, we've done pretty well in drafting and developing players historically. I think the bar has risen, as Heim would say, and, you know, there's much more analytics now attached to it. You know, you look at our team and where did these players come from? You know, we've got, I think, I could be wrong about this, but I think I saw that our six young players played the most innings this year of any other team's six youngest players. So obviously we've had success in that model. And, you know, but things move and change. And as Heim says, if you don't keep up, you're gonna fall behind. So this is a matter of catching up to a degree and building to a degree.
Would you say that catching up is more based on the need to improve technology and modernizing player development programs? Is that fair to say?
I'll let time answer that.
That's certainly part of it, I would say. Look, obviously, it's actually remarkable, even over the course of my career, just how much faster this arms race has gotten behind the scenes. And that doesn't mean every single new thing that comes into the game is something that you want to go all in on, but certainly a lot of things have been, and it really just comes out of 30 clubs competing to see how well they can develop players, how much better they can make these guys. So whether it's teaching methods, whether it's combining performance and medical and on-field coaching to achieve better outcomes, to individualize training more, whether it's data, whether it's equipment, all these things are brought to bear in different ways. I'm not sure I'd isolate any one area. And, you know, as Bill said, you know, obviously catching up is important, but we want to be able to set the tone. So we're not just going to be looking at, you know, copying everybody else. We want to find our own way.
This is a question for the DeWitts. I wonder what message, you just touched on with the revenue, what message the fans sent with the attendance, not just the tickets sold, but also the number of no-shows. And then if you could talk about how you kind of have to thread a needle here to get them back to the ballpark. So what's the messaging to sell them on what this is with the new direction? If it's a future team that you want to sell them, what's the reason to come in 2025?
Yeah, we're working on our game plan. We're doing a lot of work looking at ways to improve and freshen up the game day experience for our fans. We'll see some new things next year in that regard. We've got a really nice core of young players, so I don't think we're going to be short of marketing messages to our fans in terms of, you know, what to look for and what to be excited about. I think also, you know, this is something that we haven't really done in a long time, or at least in our tenure. So I think we're looking at different ways to market the product and the experiences of being down here. We're looking at every aspect of the operation, really, not just on the baseball side, but on the business side. I think we're very hopeful about where we are with our ability to reach fans and sell this team. But, you know, the reality is we're in a little bit different situation than we've been in the past. We've got a bunch of things we're working on for season ticket holders that creates what we think is a great value proposition, some additional things that, in addition to what we did last year even. So that'd be my take on kind of the business side and the marketing side.
And Bill, on the baseball side, what did the crowds tell you? You 10 games, you see them, you saw the empty seats. What did that tell you about the baseball product?
Well, you know, we were out of contention as the season went on. We were in contention for quite a while. But, you know, when you think about it, we ended up winning 83 games. You know, there was a positive. Young players, as I mentioned, were a big part of that. And I think it's an exciting team to watch and to follow and to see the other young players that are going to be coming up. So, you know, it's if I were a fan, I'd be kind of excited for the future. I see what we have. I see what's coming. And, you know, change can be good.
Randy Kerr.
Bill, when you made managerial change with Mike, this is a quote that's made the rounds. Some places winning is just a winning record, but not in this city, not with this franchise. How do you reconcile the last 2 years of what's happening now with that comment?
Well, I don't withdraw that comment. That is expected in this city. And, you know, as I just said, you know, we won 83 games. That's a winning season. But it was below expectations for us and for our fans. So we're totally committed and all in on trying to reverse that and get back to the playoffs and hopefully go deep.
Marty, did you have one?
Yeah, for Moe and I, how do you determine player development? Maybe a guy does well at the minor level, gets the big leagues, and doesn't pan out. There's been a number of examples, top picks who don't quite hit it big, maybe they do elsewhere. How does that figure into whether it's at the minor league level or at the major league?
Yeah, I think just really at a high level, when we talk about the changes that we're hoping to see or the investments we're hoping to make, it's not a reflection on that we weren't doing it right. It's just the market's changing and how players prepare and play for games, that's moving. And we don't want to just be reactionary to it. In other words, you know, just practice best business practices. We really want to be out in front of this. And so we want to put a lot of time, energy, and money into being on that innovative side of maximizing player performance. You know, certainly when you look at the group right now of our top prospects, there's a lot to be excited about, not to mention we have five or six players on our current roster that are under 25. So I really feel like the overall vibe of what's happening in our organization is a lot more positive than maybe people are making it out to be. But ultimately, we know we can find better ways to do things, and that's ultimately our goal.
Is it staff? Is it technology? Is it both? Talk about, maybe you can drill down a little bit for people that don't quite yet. What's going to change?
Yeah, I mean, look, as Mo said, this whole thing is moving. It moves constantly. And if you want to be out in front of that curve, if you want to be the dynamic organization that this organization has been and has been for really, we're talking about 100 years at its best, you have to look at everything. There is no area of the game that just stands still. And so if you want to get out front, you should be looking at everything, not from the point of view of you know, placing blame or pointing fingers, but just saying, how can we do this the best? How can we win at this? How can we be better than the competition? And if you really want to do that, you got to look to do that in every area.
Okay, we're getting up on about 30 minutes here, but let's do a couple more. Len?
I'm curious for you, how much of that the ability to shape the player development leadership going forward played into your willingness to take on this role and succession planning to follow?
Yes. You know, as Bill touched on, I just think it's a unique opportunity. You know, I'm obviously very excited with, you know, what's to come next year. But this is a chance to really kind of get in deep in this area in a way that I just think is unique, you know, when you think about what comes after it. And it's really exciting. I mean, look, there's no area of this game that isn't interesting to me. You know, that's why I do this. That's why we all do this. We love it. And, you know, I think this challenge of basically taking all the energy that's here, and believe me, having gone around this year, having met our staff, there's a lot of energy there. There's a lot of energy that's been there. There's a lot more energy waiting to be unleashed. Like, I'm excited about that opportunity to help unleash it and help find, you know, how we get back out in front. That's part of the tradition of this organization is innovation. A lot of these things that are a tradition now, they were new and different at one point when the St. Louis Cardinals started doing them. And our staff knows that. And I think there's a lot of excitement there, and it's a really cool opportunity for me to be up close with that group.
Ben Fredericks?
Bill, it sounds like Montezuma had his plate full with the player development. side of things, what role, if any, do you want him to have in the major league side as he kind of has this transition year in terms of trades or major league roster decisions?
My question?
Yes, sir.
Well, obviously, the two of them are in the same front office, so clearly there will be discussions among all of us in those types of things. I mean, generally, those situations aren't done unilaterally. You talk to your scouts, you talk to your staff, you talk to ownership on, you know, viability of what if it happens to be resources. So this isn't, you know, the kind of job where one person sitting in the office making calls and makes a deal. So, you know, nothing really changes there.
Okay, Brooke Grindley.
This goes for the DeWitts and for Jose Locke as well. Obviously, there's a re-emphasis here on player development. What do you feel like happened with player development over the years where you do have to re-emphasize it now and then?
My question?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, to be perfectly honest, we've had a pretty good run of young players coming through the system. But I would say in the last few years, not a ton of years, teams have beefed up and gotten more analytical. I think we were pretty much at the forefront a number of years ago and stayed there and, went along and kept improving. But the industry, I think, saw the value of going all in on player procurement, player development, and we were doing fine, and we're winning and having good teams. So we didn't really quite catch up.
Okay,